It's self-evident that you're going to be a cuckold. It may be what you've always wanted, or what you've simply accepted as inevitable. You're made for a cuckold relationship. You're submissive by nature, and aroused by the thought of your wife fucking other men while you stay monogamous. Maybe you never thought that your fantasy would become reality, and maybe you're not sure if you want it to, but you've accepted the fact that it will. Your wife is a size queen, so it's further obvious that the men she's going to be fucking will all have large cocks. But what type of personality will they have? What type of bull or bulls will be best for your relationship, as well as for your wife's sexual and psychological satisfaction? You may not have much to say in the personality of the type of stud cock on which your wife settles, but it pays to be prepared for any eventuality, or all of them, if she plans to diversify her dick stable. So here is the first part in a 3-part series, breaking down the main personality types found among the kind of men who don't mind fucking another man's wife, with his knowledge, or maybe even because of it. I've isolated 3 types: the boy toy, the bully, and the boss. Cuckold bulls, the boy toy. This type of alpha, your wife is likely to select if she just wants an uncomplicated, no-frills, good dicking on a fairly regular basis. He doesn't have to be very smart. He doesn't have to be a sparkling conversationalist. Whining and dining before the pounding isn't his style either. The boy toy is going to be a utility bull, a bro, who has other girlfriends and other interests. He will be young, younger than either you or your wife. His body will be sterling. He may be vain, but that also means he'll probably have excellent hygiene, the better to showcase the body and looks of which he is so proud and on which he works so hard. Working out is probably one of his main pastimes. He'll be into fucking your wife because he's into MILF porn, among other categories. He won't think about it much beyond the fact that MILFs are hot. The boy toy. Availability, merits, and cautions. His libido will be voracious, and his stamina unmatched. But don't expect much creative dirty talk. His schedule will be flexible because his life is uncomplicated. Work, gym, and going out with his friends. This means that if your wife gets a random cock craving at 2 a.m. on a weekend, the boy toy is the one you can call for last-minute assignations. He may need to shower off the club sweat first, but he'll probably show if he hasn't lined something up with a pretty young thing. The flip side of this is that he's not going to want to commit to dates in advance, and he's not going to want an actual relationship with either you or your wife that goes beyond fucking. And fucking your wife will be something he does when he feels like it, when he's available, and when he has nothing better to do. This is the type of bull that won't likely have much to do with you, and may even be a little bit homophobic. So fluffing is likely not in the offing. He may not mind if you watch him please your wife, at least once in a while, but will likely prefer to see her without you present, or at least out of sight. This makes him a good fit for those of you who get stiff at the idea of your wife going out elsewhere to get her hot beef injection with cream sauce, and then come home and tell you about it. He may not be very interested in a lot of foreplay, and he may not eat pussy. These may be things he's simply not into, or that he saves for girlfriends for whom he has romantic feelings, girls he has to seduce. The boy toy isn't the slut wife's lover. He's a workhorse. So that makes him a good fit for those of you who like to fluff your wife for the cuckold bull, rather than fluffing the cuckold bull for your wife. The boy toy, in conclusion. The boy toy is ideal for those of you who have a complete and fulfilling relationship with your wife, except for sex. Basically, if your romantic relationship and friendship are fulfilling and strong, and it's only pleasing your wife with a pounding that needs to be outsourced, the boy toy is your man. The boy toy functions well in a rotation of other types of bulls, as long as the other bulls aren't the possessive, territorial type. Perhaps a stable of boy toys will be best for some of you, so that you can enjoy the merits of such a stud, but with more dependability. When one isn't available, you can simply engage another. The boy toy is good for those of you who don't care to be humiliated by the bull, because you may not ever even meet him. So what about it? Is he the one about whom you fantasize making your wife come with his big fat cock? If not, subscribe to Cuckold Boot Camp so that you can be notified about the next installment in the series, The Bully. Perhaps he's the one about whom you fantasize, or rather, about whom your wife does. Meanwhile, over at my personal blog, sensual-dom.com, I've got lots of other posts with advice, training, admonishment, and fantasies centering around the cuckold relationship. Feel free to visit it. That's sensual-dom.com while you're waiting for the next installment. Until next time, Cuckie.